countrywide on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by the Irish Farmers Journal, bringing 295,000 readers the latest farming news and the best of rural Ireland weekly.
Interview. Suzanne Campbell's here. Suzanne, good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, a little bit of a sniffle there. It's that time of the year.
A little bit of a sniffle. Nothing serious. It's that time of year.
Because you've been out and about this week.
I've been out and about. Did you watch the toy show last night?
I did, yes.
You did? Have you put up your Christmas tree?
No, I haven't.
You're the Christmas Grinch, because apparently, now I live with the Christmas Grinch completely and I'm not allowed to put up the Christmas tree before, I think, the 8th of December.
Yeah.
But this year, Damien, everybody has put up their Christmas tree, apparently, other than you and me, obviously, and listeners will know. They know
we're going to hang out, yeah.
They know people that have put the Christmas tree way back, you know, at the beginning of November. So, you know, Christmas is going to be a little different this year. So I went on a tour of Wicklow and Wexford this week to talk to people whose business is Christmas. And first I went to a Christmas tree grower to talk about this phenomenon of the early Christmas trees. Is there a possibility we may run out of Christmas trees? Apparently not, because Ireland is in surplus with Christmas trees. He sent 200 Christmas trees over to London the other day, and we actually export to Europe as well. So you'll hear him now. He's called Christy Kennedy. And first of all, outside just Newtown Man Kennedy in Wicklow, I first of all asked him what types of trees he's selling and when.
Well, at the moment, we're cutting beautiful premium quality Christmas trees, mainly noble fir, Nordman fir, Korean fir, Lazio Carpa fir, and Fraser fir. We sell all over the island of Ireland, from Bushmills to Cork, home based stores, deranged stores, and garden centres. Plus, we retail at Leopard Sound Racecourse, and we sell from our farm shop here at Newton McKennedy.
In other years, would that be much busier, the big trees you see in businesses and banks and offices and stuff?
Yeah, the corporate product has reduced drastically this year, but the ordinary households have increased their trees. Some of them are putting up two trees, lots of them have put up their trees already. We've sold trees to households since Halloween.
Since Halloween?
Since Halloween, yeah.
And would that be unusual?
Very unusual. It's normally Thanksgiving Day that people start to put up their trees, then followed by the toy show. But this year, yeah, end of Halloween, they started putting them up.
And why do you think that is?
They wanted to change the mood. As the Americans say, we must look after our mental attitude. So people wanted to change their mood in the household. Children thought it was great to have a tree and lights on it. And those customers have said to me that they're going to throw out that tree and put up a new tree for Christmas.
So they kind of wanted to get something positive going at home and get us out of this period that we've been in and go into Christmas earlier. Are you finding that experience broadly with people that you see around the place?
Very much so. Our garden centre in Galway that we supply, Cunningham's, they started on Friday the 13th with their trees.
Of November?
Friday the 13th of November, yeah.
Goodness.
Yeah, so people in Galway were getting beautiful, fresh, noble fir from the Wicklow Hills on the 13th of November.
If you got a tree on the 13th of November, you'd have to get another one then. Are people prepared to do that?
Some people are. Some people were just happy to put it on a water stand and treat it as best they could, maybe put it in a cold part of the house. But they wanted to bring a bit of greenery, a bit of life into their home and change the mood. We've a tree this year that we have christened it a new name. It's a pot-grown product. The tree is grown in a pot and we call it just Tree of Hope. The idea behind this tree is people plant a tree in their garden. The whole family will see the new buds coming out in the springtime. So it'll be new life and a new positive beginning to the spring.
So that was Christy Kavanagh there. Sells from his farm in Newtown and Kennedy, and also a lot of garden centres and trees which people might buy this year come from Christy. So early trees is the big trend to look out for there. The second big important item in Christmas, where people will be ordering around now, is of course the turkey. And, you know, some of us will have a goose, some of us will have different things, but turkey is still the overwhelmingly popular food. So I went up to see Orla Sally of Snugborough Farm near Roundwood in Wicklow. She farms bronze free-range turkeys, the old turkey we might remember from decades ago. Smaller, they're slower to grow. You have to start them in, I think in June or July, chicks, rather than the white ones, which are kind of August, September. So they take much more feed to finish. Therefore, they're more expensive, but they have a better flavour, more kind of a turkey flavour. Talking to butchers, now she supplies her turkeys to Fallon and Byrne and to Keith Grant Butchers in Roundwood. He was telling me out of something like 120 turkey orders, about 75 of them were just for turkey crowns. So already people are saying, I'm going to have less people, I'm going to order a smaller bird. And, you know, will this be a trend? Obviously, the restrictions were just announced last night, where it seems you can have as many people as you want in your house on Christmas Day, as long as they're only from three households. So we'll have to see, will that make a difference to people's kind of celebrations on Christmas Day and what they buy? So, and I asked Orla, you know, with her bronze turkeys, has she seen a difference in the customers coming to her?
So far, from the people I'm talking to who come to us every year to get their turkey here, I don't think there's a huge difference. I think we wouldn't do enormous birds anyway. We would probably have about a dozen people who would like a very large bird, and they're still going to have a large bird because they have big families or whatever. And that's rare. So normally the average bird would be 6 to 7 kilos. And I think I haven't seen any change really. You know, one or two people have said to me, well, look, we might have one large bird as we normally do, or we might have two small ones.
Okay.
Because they're maybe going to do two different events, you know, not to have so many people in the house, whatever, they may just do 2 days. But so far so good. I think people will still have Christmas dinner, will have a turkey. And I think, to be honest, I don't see any huge change in it. What I would say to people is buy the turkey you normally buy and just use the leftovers, you know. Mm-hmm. You know, there's nothing wrong with the soup and the curry and all that we all do for a couple of days after Christmas. So I think people would be sensible about it.
I think they want to celebrate Christmas more in a way, so they might be at home more and want that larger turkey. We want to kind of savour it more. Are you finding that?
Yes, I think everybody's looking forward to it. And they're saying, gosh, we won't have 16 people the way we normally have, but we're still going to have Christmas. We're going to have our own family. Smaller numbers, but they're going to celebrate. We're all going to celebrate. As I say, we're still here. We have reason to celebrate.
Great to hear the word celebrate being used in this year, 2020. That was Orla Sally there. Now, what about the main man himself?
I know. Well, there was never a doubt that Santa would come, but obviously he has more freedom to come now with the new
restrictions. Yeah, Simon Coveney announcing it the other day.
Yes, yes, and Santa was listening to Simon Coveney's, waiting with bated breath, he was. So I went down to one business outside Gorey this year. This was a suckler farm years ago, a dry stock farm. Sorry, yes, it was dry stock farm. And then in the 90s, they changed into an open farm. It's really well known. It's called Kiora Open Farm. And they have a fantastic Santa experience. It's been running for, since 1991. So it has multiple generations of parents. Their own children now have children who visited the Santa experience. And they were very, very stressed out in the recent weeks, wondering would they be able to host Santa on the farm in the weeks coming up to Christmas, and with little boys and girls, particularly younger ones, who really love to see Santa, would they get the opportunity to see Santa? And obviously, they had to change everything on the farm. So they're only going to have 6 families visit in an hour period. It's very socially distanced. They walked me through the entire place yesterday. They have one route around the farm into the small animal sheds and the bigger animals. They have mazes and go-karts and all the outdoor activities. And it has to be so strictly monitored. So for businesses like this, I mean, to say they have had to pivot, you know, this new kind of word, is just an understatement. They've had to invest and invest and invest again, you know, food and drink businesses as well, and hospitality businesses. So it really is, like, when I saw the scale of what they've had to do, they've had to lay new concrete yards, you know, and new pathways, everything. And they've coped with it really, really well. So the owner, Padraig O'Donoghue, who showed me around, he showed me all their variety of animals. They have giant rabbits, Belty cattle, lovely cattle breeds, actually. They've buffalo, they have Kerry cows, deer ponies, fancy fowl, all of that. Very happy, well looked after. And Padraig showed me the Santa kind of buildings. It's a set of buildings. You have his workshop, his post room, and then almost a throne room at the end where Santa's going to sit on an elaborate chair in a big glassed off section of the room.
This way to Santa, says the sign. Oh,
this is where
wow.
The main man sits in then.
This is like going to see the Pope or Elvis or something.
Yeah. It's a bit like the Pope Mobile, all right, yeah.
It's like the Pope Mobile. He's going to be behind this perspex, but it's so beautifully dressed up with Christmas trees, and it's just amazing. When did you put this in?
That is only in about a week and a half now. We had to order in get the perspex to try and make it look nice and right.
So it's kind of a domed perspex front in it. It's really inviting and really nice.
I think it looks well, but I hope it goes down well.
Santa is allowed to travel now. He's got permission from the government. And Santa can go to any country. And Santa wants all the kids to go to bed early on Christmas Eve As Santi will be moving early and his lot houses to call to.
Fantastic. And Santa's going to be here. The children can come in here with their parents and they can talk to him. What has this period been like, not knowing and making all these preparations for a very new world, really, under COVID and a very different Christmas?
Well, originally when I started to kind of say, right, we'll have a go at Christmas, I knew there was a lot of work. We didn't mind that. But what I wasn't expecting was the mind torture, kind of not knowing if you're going to do something, you have to spend money at it. If I go spend it, am I going to lose it? And be worse off than when I started. I should have said close. So it's the not known. I think that's the hardest part.
It would have been easier, a lot easier on you not to have Santa visit this year, but you felt it was important. Is that right?
Oh, like the emails, the Facebook, the phone calls, constant going like, can you please, we go every year. Aww. Like, this is our family tradition.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It's something like that. You have to do it like so.
Yeah, you have to find ways around it.
Oh, yeah. Like, it's sure. If you want to stay in business, I think you have to adapt, move on and go as quick and as fast as you can.
Great, Suzanne. Thank you for that. That's Padraig O'Donoghue there and Santa as well chatting to us, bringing country.